Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Nicholas Upchurch, and welcome to Believe. Here's an excellent clip from our show where we help you to attain true success. I hope you enjoy. Welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. You can find us on YouTube, of course, at youtube.com/Believe Loves You. iTunes, BelieveiTunes.com, and Android users, BelieveAndroid.com. We have a guest that's going to help you. He's actually going to help me just by listening to him. He's going to help me so much. And anybody listening out there who might feel a little bit on edge, a little scattered, a little bit crazy even. I mean, literally, this guy is such a great guy. His name is Bruce Langford. And his website is mindfulnessmode.com. He also has a podcast, which you'll see linked there at mindfulnessmode.com. And Bruce, let me tell you about Bruce. Bruce, for the past 5 years, he's been helping people become more calm, focused, and happy through mindfulness. And maybe out there you can hear my voice. Hey, I could use that right now a little bit too. And maybe you relate to me as well out there. Whoever you are, we're going to help you today. Bruce, how are you doing?
I am doing great. Thank you for inviting me on the show, Nicholas.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. It's really valuable, especially for me today. So, Bruce, it looks like you've been helping people since 2003 with bullying prevention. You've helped students. You've helped adults. Bruce, what is mindfulness and how can it help people in terms of true success? And what I mean by that, that's like your full life purpose in terms of, you know, what is this mindfulness thing? People hear it, they put it off, they say, oh, that sounds good. But how can it really help people, not just with money and business, but in terms of true success?
Mindfulness can really help you if you embrace it and realize that it means living in the moment, just accepting things the way they are, kind of thinking to yourself, you know what? I'm not going to stress out about the past. I'm not going to get too worried about the future. I'm going to focus on now. I'm going to realize that, hey, you know what? Right now, things are okay. And in most cases, they're better than okay. Another aspect of mindfulness is realizing that we can live our lives without judging. Mm. And it is a human tendency to judge others.
That's right.
But if we work on that, trying not to judge others, then we'll realize we shouldn't judge ourselves and it can make us all better people. Would you agree with that, Nicholas?
Well, yes, it's something that I have to do in terms of like sort of success, and that can mean so much. So we talk about true success, we talk about money and business, and they go hand in hand. But true success is a lot of times, Bruce, what I love what you do. And in fact, again, if you're looking for more peace in your life, a sense of contentment, Bruce actually will chat with you for free for 20 minutes. You can send him an email at bruce@mindfulnessmode.com. But what I love about what you're saying, Bruce, is it leads me to this question. In terms of true success, a lot of times we talked about on your podcast, we talked about how this can help us succeed. And that means be more content, which doing that can help you make more money if that's what you want to do. But the question I have is, let's say you're doing that, Bruce. Let's say you're on this path. You're listening to Mindfulness Mode, which I love personally. And, you know, you have a little setback. Let's say something comes at you that you weren't expecting and you're doing really well, but somebody says they're making a mistake and they, let's say something just happened, for example, with me. A company, we want to place an order, maybe six figures with them. And there's an error. And the lady that we were dealing with, she wasn't seeing it. So after five or six times, I'm using my mindfulness, I'm being patient. But finally, she calls and she has a bit of a strong personality towards me. And it's like, and nothing too bad happened, but I'm not like my most centered. Bruce, what can somebody do to feel like they're not a failure, to feel like, hey, I failed at being mindful? How do we react in those situations?
Well, the first thing we do is just stop for a second, think about it, and realize, you know, I'm not going to beat myself up over what just happened. And that's what I said about judging yourself, because you know what, Nicholas, I've been there. You've probably been there, you know, in that place where I think, oh, geez, I didn't handle that very mindfully,
sure.
But what you can do is just stop, take a breath, think about what just happened. Slow down. That's what works for me. You just slow down, think about what just happened, and just dissect it. Think about the pieces and pause, and then figure out, okay, how am I going to go from here? Where's my path? Because that is the tendency. We tend to pick on ourselves, beat ourselves up, bully ourselves over something we just did, you know?
No, you're definitely right. I mean, literally. And thanks to you, because I was on your podcast. I recommend everybody, even if you don't think it's necessary. I mean, we have hundreds of thousands of views in the month. Some videos, not so many. Some videos, 50,000. But I recommend, if somebody does want to be successful, it could seem like this isn't the way to do it. But you can't take those action steps you need to do sometimes unless you forgive, unless you literally do what Bruce just said. Because literally, Bruce, as of up to 10 minutes before this recording, I literally did exactly that. First of all, I emailed the lady and her boss. And I just said, you know what? I forgive you guys. I hope you forgive me. I was, you know, we were frustrated. Nothing that bad happened, thank God. It wasn't, we didn't get into cussing, but you know what? Some people do, but we didn't in this case. But still, I'm getting better and better. And I think, oh, you know, I wasn't like perfect. I wasn't the most zen. And sometimes we start beating ourselves up and let it become a snowball where we think, this is how I am forever. And so thanks to being on Bruce's podcast and just having this interview with him now, I did do some of these things he's saying. And because I did that, I can actually react better now to Bruce. I have 3 more interviews today. I'm going to be on podcasts. I have other people coming on. So that's directly related to Bruce at mindfulnessmode.com. And I want to thank you, Bruce.